get your mindset right about what good debt is and what bad debt is. Go out and surround yourself with people who think like that and learn from them. Soak it up like a sponge. Failure is just a path to success. And just surround yourself with mentors who can help cushion that fall and share their wisdom with you.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Okay, folks, and welcome to the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. I'm Mike Butler, and today we've got a very special guest that you're going to be proud to meet, and I'm honored to have her on here, and she is so daggone busy. I tell you what, it's a privilege to get her scheduled. It probably took me 3 or 4 weeks working into her schedule to try to make this happen for you guys, but without further ado, let me introduce you to Jessica Yu. Okay. So her last name is spelled capital Y and then Yu. That's her last name. And we go way back when she was a itty bitty girl, maybe, I don't know about, let's see how tall, maybe 2.5 feet tall with her and her little brother. And I met Jessica before, I'm going to say probably before she could speak English. And because her mom and dad had a Chinese restaurant that I used to frequent all the time in the neighborhood that not only did I grow up in, but it was the same neighborhood that I was a policeman in. And so uniform police, then I went to plainclothes detective and then did the long-term undercover stuff. And what was neat is I would go in there and they had Jessica's mom and dad, that was James Yu. And what's your mom's name?
Yvette.
Yvette. Okay. I just forgot. So they had their little Chinese fast food restaurant and he had a buffet set up in there. And I liked that. So we'd go in there and get all this stuff and eat. And I enjoy talking to people. And so I got to talk to her dad. Jessica is going to tell you what that conversation was. And it's so important because this is the kind of mindset that investors need to have to break out of the mold, to break out of the rat race, to get out of your hamster cage. And so with that, Jessica, tell me about the story that your dad shared with you about how he got started in real estate.
Yeah, Mike, thanks so much for having me on your show. It's really an honor. So my dad told me that there's this guy named Mike Butler who would frequent his restaurant and they would be talking. And one day you asked him, "Hey, James, how many fried rice do you need to cook to make $5,000? And he thought about it for a while and, you know, I don't know what it was, but it was a lot, 5,000 or something.
Well, he said he made a dollar on every fried rice that he sold. So maybe he sold it for $2 or $3 is what the customer would buy it for. But he said he made a dollar.
Yeah. So I just remember it being a lot. So you remember that better than me. And then you said, "James, that's crazy. You know how I just sell one house and I can make that amount." And he was like, "What?" And that was kind of how it all started, was I think he was able to see there was a better way.
Yeah. I dropped my jaw. And when he said, "Well, I'd have to sell," he's got his weird accent. It'd be hard for some folks to understand him a little bit, but otherwise I'd have him on here with you. Okay. And he said, "I have to sell 5,000 rice." Okay. 5,000 rice, fried rice he'd have to sell to make $5,000. That'd take a while.
Yes. Okay.
And I had recently wholesaled a deal I wholesaled a deal to another investor. Yeah. Maybe anywhere from 60 minutes to 2 hours invested of my time while working my full-time job. And I made $5,000. And so with that, his jaw dropped. And so from there, every time I go in there, he'd show me something that he's working on or investing in. And today he's a superstar. And so he sold his Chinese restaurant. Your dad and your mom sold the Chinese restaurant and he jumped into real estate full time. And yes. I'm betting you this guy's probably got 75 or so rental properties, most of which are paid for. And he just grins from ear to ear. And the best thing that he's ever done. Is that true?
He doesn't tell me how many he has, but he is a lot happier, I think, than he was before. He has a lot more time. He's able to babysit for my brother's kids and just do whatever he wants.
And I got to add this in here too. Okay. So who worked in the restaurant? Did he have any hired help? No, it was just him and your mom. And you hear them beating and clanging in the little metal pots back there, or whatever it was that on the stove. And then he didn't pay for daycare.
No.
At first, it was just your little brother or your brother. He would sleep under the counter underneath the cash register. And you were still in New York City. Then they brought you down here and you bunked down there with him too. And so I always played with your brother. I don't know, just having fun with a kid, you know. And I really, really love his story, his success story. But anyway, so then let's get back down to you. So why are you on here today? Well, your mom and dad basically groomed you with personal financial training. How about that?
Yeah, I would say so. Growing up, I guess I didn't really understand all of this. And my dad had me read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I don't remember if I was in high school or college or something like that. And he would take me to the local RIA meetings. And so I would meet all his friends and I would sit in and listen. I didn't really understand all of it at the time. And when he was fixing up houses, he would take me and my brother with him. So mom would watch the restaurant when it was slow and he'd go and take us and I'd be cutting grass or my brother would help him with the drywall.
Oh, child labor, slave labor. Yeah.
Yeah. And then when I complained about it being too dirty. So then he let me stay home to run comps for him and look up houses. So yeah, it was kind of an expectation that we all kind of helped out to survive.
Yeah. Now, just a little bit about Jessica's mom and dad are from China and they landed in New York because I think you had New York City because you had family there.
Right.
And the restaurant that he had in New York City was all boarded up and had bars on it. So when he came to Louisville, Kentucky, he just thought he was free. And so then he took off on the road to real estate. Well, today, let me tell you a little bit about Jessica. She is a Keller Williams agent, and she is on the Leadership Council. And they just don't put regular agents on that, okay? So she's a superstar. As far as agents go in her office, she bounces between number two and number three. And that's excellent. That is excellent. 95% of her business comes from referrals. Now, she is blessed with a handicap that I would have, but she's blessed with two things. She can speak American English, okay? And she can speak what, Chinese?
Yeah, my mother tongue is Cantonese and I can speak Mandarin.
So both Cantonese and Mandarin?
Yes.
Okay, so she can speak three languages for the most part, okay? And that's pretty cool because a lot of folks come to our country and their English is not that good. And that's okay. But when it comes to making a financial decision like buying an investment property or even their own home, they prefer to deal with somebody like you, Jessica, who's had the training and you can understand them better. And so they're not guessing at what this sentence might mean.
Yeah. And even though I'm not maybe as polished and eloquent as my dad would be, I think I'm very grateful that I can at least explain to them what's happening, what's going on at each stage, and just some of these concepts.
Yeah, but I see all those little characters, if you will, underneath your name, your signature, and your email and stuff. Okay. And get this, she spends $0 on marketing. $0 on marketing, guys. Isn't that phenomenal? Now, where she does spend some money is on client appreciation. So one time she'll send us like client appreciation. It's focused around the holiday and you give pies to all your clients. Is that what you did one year?
I offer them. They don't always need one or want one or they can get one. But I do like to have a grateful heart because really without your help, we wouldn't be where we are today. So I just want to express my gratitude to all of those who support me.
And the one thing that's real powerful about that, the client appreciation thing, I don't know anybody else in Louisville gives away pies for client appreciation. Okay. But where does that put Jessica on the list, on their list when they think about a real estate agent? Bingo. Remember, 95% referrals come to her. So she got that marketing stuff down pat. In 2021, which was last year, she had 42 closings and she had several. Okay. She had a number of referrals where she received money for sending, let's say, prospective buyers, sellers, this and that to an agent outside of our hometown, Louisville, Kentucky. And that is phenomenal. So kudos to you and congratulations. You're a superstar. Okay. And she doesn't know it. And she has trouble admitting that. Now, the other thing, what's really cool is her mom and dad, her dad instilled this into her. Yeah, she's doing listings and representing buyers and sellers and investors, and she understands the numbers on how to work with investing. But her goal, I asked her about, she's got almost a dozen rental properties now herself, and I asked her about her 3 to 5 year goal, okay, and see how that matches up to getting those 20 nice rentals paid for. So you want to tell us where you want to be in 3 to 5 years as far as your rentals go, your buy and hold properties?
Well, I would love to have 20 nice rentals paid for in 3 to 5 years. That would be a very aggressive goal, but I write them down and I look at my goals almost daily if I can, just so it's just really important to me to have that extra stream of income and to build up that wealth so that I can have the freedom and time to help more people.
And don't forget about your guardian angel there on helping you with your goals and all. Now, Pop helps you out too, as far as the knowledge between the ears on making investment decisions.
Yes. He has
analyzing the deal. Helpful. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And you know, a lot of times he will say, oh, I don't think it's a good deal because of X, Y, Z, which I was like, okay, yeah, I see that. But there's other times where he's like, yeah, go ahead and get this house quickly. Here's the kid.
Does he ever try to cherry pick them and steal them from you?
No, it's not like that. I think we're very cordial, and anything, if he wants a deal and it's not right for me, I'm like, here, you should buy this. I know you like this area. And he was like, okay, I'll take it. But a lot of times he's very supportive, very supportive.
Yeah, he's one of a kind. And your mom doesn't say two words, at least not to me. She just grins a lot.
Yeah. She's the one who's really driving the horse.
Yeah. And you just recently got married. Has that been a year or so?
Yeah, a little bit over a year. Yes.
Yeah. And she just got back from a big conference down in Orlando with Keller Williams. Yes. And Keller Williams is just a rock star as far as a brokerage or real estate agents go, and all the training and everything that they offer you guys. That's phenomenal.
Yes.
And so you want to get 20 nice rentals paid for in 3 to 5 years. And if you do that in Louisville, Kentucky, with just your bread and butter, cookie cutter kind of rentals, that'll put $10,000 a month in your pocket. Because if, let's say they rent for $1,000 and we're going to take off 50%. If you self-manage, it's only 30%. But let's say you get a management company and you got property taxes, insurance, repairs, this and that. So let's be real aggressive, okay, and not conservative, but aggressive, and do 50% for overhead, at least $500 per house. And how many would you have?
20.
There's your $10,000 in your pocket every month. And then I want to encourage you, and I want you to kick your dad on this one. Does dad have a self-directed Roth IRA?
He sure does.
Okay, good. So he listened to me on that one. Do you have a self-directed Roth IRA?
I sure do.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So get that thing, grow that thing, and put your killer deals of the year, a couple of those in there that qualify and when it fits properly. And you can do that. Now, you've got a special gift for all of our listeners who are on here right now. And before I get into that, what kind of advice can you give to all of our listeners as far as your experience in observing your dad's experience in investing in properties?
So I would say that it all starts with your mindset and your motivation. You know, some of us, we don't have the opportunity to grow up learning about good money and financial skills. And so I think the first thing is really to get your mindset right about what good debt is and what bad debt is, and just really like figuring out what's an asset and a liability, and then go out and surround yourself with people who think like that and just learn from them, soak it up like a sponge. Another thing I would say too is, as you're learning and getting into it, you're going to have to jump in eventually. Failure is just a path to success. And just surround yourself with mentors who can help cushion that fall and to help share their wisdom with you. Another thing too is, it's okay if the way you see investing is different from someone else. My dad, when he started, he was very limited in his language and his knowledge and his finances. And so his portfolio looks a lot different than our portfolio. And it's okay if you want, say, like your rentals to be a little bit nicer or in a different area. You just have to be clear about what your goals are and then just stick with them. And it's okay if you're buying in a different part of town than other people. So those are kind of some of my tips. And it's just, things are always changing. Never stop growing and learning, and do something every day, every week, that's going to get you closer to your goal.
And I'm going to encourage you to use Google Calendar. It's free. And when you map your goals out for the year and for your 3 to 5 year goal, put them on your Google Calendar so it'll pop up and you can say, oh, I'm supposed to be here. Now, one thing I want to add with your dad used to bring deals to me. And you didn't mention this on your advice to investors, but because your dad spoke broken English, unfortunately, and thank goodness he brought deals to me sometimes, many times he did. Okay. And I would review it with him, but you got to be careful, especially on the language barrier thing. There's a lot of sharks out there, and a lot of them were just trying to beat up, and I felt like beat up and pick on your dad. Mm-hmm. And I might say it might be because his English was a little broken. Maybe they felt like he had a lot of money that he could put on a down payment for them to sell or finance, overpay for the properties. And so I think there were some folks that tried to take advantage of it. So if you have a language barrier and you speak broken English, can you address that? Because we've got folks on here that fit in that pickle right now.
Yeah, I would say find someone in your market who speaks your language and who understands the concept of, or they're actively investing, or a realtor or something like that. And if you cannot find anyone, find someone who can be a translator and you go and learn the concepts, or partner with somebody who can make up for that language barrier. But I would say those are the three things that I would do, you know, depending on which market I'm.
Let me ask you this. All this free technology that's out there that wasn't available when I was growing my business. What's your opinion of Google Translator? Because they use that in my office. I see them use it. I don't understand it.
I think Google Translate is a very great tool, and it gets the job done for the most part. There are still some glitches and nuances that are left out. So for example, I had a colleague who was working with a Chinese client, and they primarily communicated through text message. She would text in English, she would respond in Chinese, and they would both stick it in a Google Translate. And I was like, I cannot believe you're doing a deal like this. Anyway.
So it does text messages as well as voice?
No, I think they would text each other and they would put the text into Google Translate.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, to translate it. And then once she got the meeting, then she would respond. And then the receiver would then copy and paste it and put it in Google Translate. So the other person did have like their child was kind of translating for them, but ultimately she ended up calling me. So they brought me in to kind of help when the translation kind of like fell through. So I think it's like, I would say if you have absolutely no other option, yes, Google Translate is a great tool to use, but it should be a supplement. Like it shouldn't be the whole thing.
Right. Don't rely on that 100%. That'll just kind of get your foot in the door. And keep in mind, guys, you're making a big financial investment. Okay. Yes. And so you want to make sure that you understand everything that's going on there. And education is pretty important, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So you've got a free gift for everybody listening here that has nothing to do with language barriers, right?
Correct.
Okay. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So a lot of times I find that, you know, not everyone is a great fit for everyone. And just because someone is number one or number two doesn't mean they're number one for you. And so
as far as real estate agents.
Yeah. And in general, right? So I think when you're going to interview for an agent or looking for someone with the boots on the ground, who's going to help you build your empire and reach your real estate goals, there are some questions that you should ask them. A lot of times we just don't know what to ask because we just don't know. And so just from my experience, I think there are some questions that you should ask every agent or every agent that you're interviewing, especially if you're out of state, just to make sure that they understand about investments, how they will communicate with you, what you can expect from them, if they're too busy for you, if there's, you know, stuff like that. So I'll be happy to share that with you.
Okay, good. So if you're in the Louisville area, you can just contact Jessica Yu. You can probably Google her name. Not many Jessica Yu's out there, and you can find that. And if you're outside of Louisville, this free gift that she has is the 10 must ask questions for an investor before you hire a real estate agent. And that's anywhere USA, anywhere on the internet. Okay. And so these questions are very, very powerful. And here's how you can do it. So believe it or not, Jessica and I talked briefly before doing this podcast here. And most of the time was spending on how to get folks to get this free report, this free gift that you're going to give them. So the easiest way to do it is I'm going to give you Jessica's website. Okay. And jot this down or hit the rewind button a couple of times. But Jessica, that's J-E-S-S-I-C-A, Y-U is her last name. Jessica U, Y-U dot K-W dot com. Jessica U dot K-W dot com. And that is her Keller Williams webpage. And if you scroll down a little bit below that, you'll see something about where you can fill in the blank. Put your name, your first name, your last name, maybe your email, and then comments, and put, Jessica, send me the free gift, the 10 must ask questions. Okay. And then she will send that to you. You got to have your email in there though. Okay. And then there's also her email is over to the side of that and her contact information, but it's too complicated for me to just try to tell you. Okay. So with that, I want to thank you for being on here, Jessica. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you again, giving us an update on how things have worked out for you, your marriage, you're going to have babies, and your brother's over in Lexington. He's an engineer. And then tell your mom and dad howdy too. Okay.
Absolutely. It's been an honor. Thank you, Mike.
Okay. So folks, before we pull us off, okay, I'm not a podcast expert, but here's what I want you to do. Click the follow button or subscribe button, add a comment, share this with your fellow investors and friends, even your enemies. Okay. Your competition, if you can, and I'll see you on the next one. Thank you so much, Jessica. Adios.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5 Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.